Ornette Coleman, the pioneering saxophonist and composer, led his share of momentous bands over the years. One of the wiliest and most unclassifiable was Primetime. Formed in the mid-70s, after Coleman had already changed the shape of jazz to come, Primetime was a riotous, unapologetically funky band, featuring electric bass and two electric guitars. Ornette played alto sax. The drummer was his son, DiNardo.
Well, my father, you know, it was so hard to get everybody together. He said, well, whenever we can get together, it's Primetime. So that's where it came from.
Now, more than 40 years after Primetime first began making noise, DiNardo has rallied the troops again, this time in tribute to Ornette, who died in 2015. The reunion doubles as a showcase for Coleman's signature musical concept, which he called harmelotics.
Harmelotics is a combination, I would say, of theory in terms of music and philosophy, you know, and it's just a way so that each person can be taken through a kind of a series of, not exercises, but ways of thinking to open them up to so they understand there's more than one way to do it, to do things.
Primetime existed in two iterations over the years, and both bands have regrouped at DiNardo's request. For a special performance at Lincoln Center, he also enlisted several star soloists to take his father's place, including saxophonists Joshua Redman, Kid Jordan, and David Murray, who says he's up to the challenge.
I mean, there are a lot of people that play on this music that don't really understand his music from the standpoint of being a saxophonist. I probably understand it as much as anybody because I studied on that. And I've talked to him for hours and hours at length about his music.
And that music covers a lot of ground, as guitarist Kenny Wessel explains.
I mean, most people who play Ornette's tunes are playing the tunes from the quartet, you know, from his days in the late 50s and 60s. And, you know, Primetime was running from the 70s until 2000. So that's like 30 years of hundreds and hundreds of tunes underplayed, I think, in the jazz community.
More than anything, the act of reinvigorating Primetime is a celebration of Ornette's spirit, which lives on in the music. I'm Nate Chenin, WBGO News.